AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. We're learning more about the murder of United Healthcare CEO on a Manhattan street yesterday. Jake Offenhart says the latest.
The masked gunman used ammunition emblazoned with the words deny, defend, and depose. That's according to law enforcement officials, who also told the AP that the shooter used a silencer on his gun. A motive in the killing has not yet been identified, but the words may refer to a strategy used by insurance companies to deny coverage to patients. As the search continued Thursday, police released surveillance footage of a man believed to be the shooter inside an Upper West Side hostel prior to the shooting. Separate surveillance video shows the individual emerging from two parked cars and opening fire on the CEO, Brian Thompson, as he was headed to a Midtown hotel for an investor conference.
Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy met with lawmakers on Capitol Hill today about President-elect Trump's Department of Government Efficiency and plans to dismantle the federal government. House Speaker Mike Johnson.
You're going to see a lot of change around here and in Washington and the way things are run. We need to make government more efficient. And that is what this whole objective is. It's what the DOGE effort will be about.
In the Middle East, a Hamas official tells AP Gaza ceasefire talks have resumed.
There are reactivation of the negotiation talks.
Hamas political official Bassem Naim says negotiators are back at work trying to end the fighting and get hostages from Gaza and Palestinian prisoners released.
I think it is not a big challenge.
He says they're hopeful with Donald Trump taking office next month, that would be a catalyst for progress.
Stated that he is going to stop all wars.
Qatar suspended ceasefire negotiations last month with frustration over a lack of progress. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And a 7.0 earthquake off the Northern California coast today. No immediate reports of major damage or injury. This is AP News. Weekly numbers, mortgage rates down again. Freddie Mac puts the average 30-year at just under 6.7%. The 15 now below 6%. More claims for unemployment benefits last week, but still at historically healthy levels. And Seth Sutel has the AP Markets report.
Stocks edged back from their records as Wall Street counted down to a big jobs report coming out on Friday. The S&P 500 fell 0.2% Thursday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 248 points. It's about 0.6%. The Nasdaq Composite sank 0.2%. There was a lot more action in the crypto market. That's where Bitcoin briefly burst above $103,000 before falling back towards $99,000. Bitcoin has climbed dramatically since Election Day on hopes that President-elect Donald Trump will be more friendly to the industry. Airline stocks rose after American Airlines became the latest carrier to issue an upbeat forecast. Treasury yields held steady in the bond market. Seth Sutel, New York.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.